Parshas Vayakhel, Revi, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayas Esa Mizbech Ola, and he made the Mizbech of the Ola. Ad Shittim Ol Shittim Od, Chamesh Amos Orko, Chamesh Amos Rechbo, its length was 5 Amos, its width was 5 Amos, Revua was square. Mishalosh Amos Kamosa, and 3 Amos tall. Pasuk Beis, Vayas Karnasav, and he made its horns. Al Arba Pinasav, its 4 corners. Mimenu Hayu Karnasav, from it were its horns. Vayitzaf Asav, Nechoshes, and he covered it with copper. Pasuk Gimel, Vayas is called Kalei HaMizbech. And he made all the implements of the mizbeach, the pots, the shovels, the sprinkling basins, and the prongs, and the fire pans. All the implements he made of copper. And he made a lattice for the mizbeach. Masi reshes nechoshes, a copper netting work. Tachas karkuvo milmata achatzio. Below its band downwards until its midpoint. Pasuk hey. And he casted 4 rings on the 4 edges of the copper lattice. To be housing for the poles. And he made the poles out of shittim wood. And he covered them with copper. And he put and he brought the poles into the rings. On the corners of on the sides of the mizbeach, to carry them. To carry the mizbech with them. The Nevuv L'chos Asav Sam, hollow of planks did he make it. Rashi says, Nevuv Hu Chalul. The word Nevuv means hollow. Chin V'avav Arba Atzvaos Nevuv. The word Nevuv is found in Yirmiyahu, which means the hollow, which means the word hollow, basically. Nevuv L'chos Halachos Shel Atzishitim L'chol Rach. Panels of Shittim were on each side of the mizbech, but Chalab Amtsa, the hollow, was in the center. Pasuk Chas Vayas Eis Kior Anachoshes, and he made the copper kior Eis Kano and its pedestal Anachoshes of copper. B'maros Hatzvaos, with the mirrors of the legions of those who produce legions. Asher Tzavu Pesach who congregate at the entrance Olmoid of the Olmoid. Rashi says B'maros Hatzvaos, who are the Tzvaos? B'nos Yisrael Yabiyad Maros. The daughters of Israel had these mirrors. Sheros Behem Kishem Miskashtos. They would use them when they were beautifying themselves. Vav Osam LaIkvu. And even these mirrors didn't hold back from giving to the for the Mishkan. Moshe was very despised, disgusted by them. Because they were made for the evil inclination. Hashem said, accept them because of the most dearest to me. Because of those mirrors, the women produced many legions of offspring in Egypt. So just according to the Medrash, the word tzvos doesn't mean people congregated, rather the people who produced legions or a congregation. Kishayu, and the magic continues. Kishayu ba'alei migios ba'avodas parakhon, the husbands come back from a long day of work. Ha'holchos and malichos lehem ma'achol nishe, they would bring them food and drinks. Ma'achilos and some, they would feed them, and notos ba'maros, and they would take their mirrors. Ho'achas ro'a atzma imbala ba'mara, and each one would view herself with her husband in the mirror. Mishad also b'dvar m'lomar, and they would entice him by saying, Anina ha'mucha, I'm more beautiful than you. When we talk, Kach may be also balin the tayv, and that would cause a disaster to the men, and his back goes up, and they would have relations with them. Umis abras to be all the shaman, and they would conceive and give birth there. Shnemar, tachas at the koch artich, under the apple tree, I was aroused. And that's a reference to the women who went out to their husbands in the fields. Zeu shnemar b'maros hatzvos. That's what it means, the mirrors of those who produce legions. Manasseh akir b'hem. And the kir is made out of them. Shahu the sum shalom b'inish l'ishta, because the point of it was to reestablish a peace between the husband and the wife. Lashkos mimayim shibasocha lemei lishakina lababa, to give water to drink from the water in it. Those who husbands warned his wife about secluding about another person, Nistar, and she secluded herself. V'teidel shehin maros mamish, but you should know that these are actual mirrors. It doesn't just mean like a vision or something like that. It's an actual mirror. Sharinemar v'nachoshes hatnufa shivim kikar v'gomer v'yaspo gomer, because it says the copper of the offerings were 60 kikar. The kir v'kana lo huskasham, they didn't mention the kir and the kana among them. L'matah shalei nachoshes l'kir v'nachoshes hatnufa, we see that the copper of the kir was not the same copper that was offered, but a copper of the mirrors. Kaf darash Rabbi Tanchum, that's how Rabbi Tanchum understands this. V'chein tegav unkos b'machzes mechzias neshaya, with the mirrors of women. Hu targum shal maros, that's where maros means, which means mirrors belas. V'chein metzino hagilyonos b'tegmina mechzaya. We find the word hagilyonum, which are mirrors, in Yishayahu, and targum yonos explains them to mean mirrors. Pasuk Tes. Rashi begins, Asher Tzavo L'Havi Nidav Asam, who congregated to bring their contribution. Pasuk Tes, Vayas Es HaChatzer L'Pas Negev Temar, anyway, the Chatzer on the southern side, Kaleach Chatzer of the curtains of the Chatzer, Shesh Mazar Twisted Linen, they have Am 100 Amos. Pasuk Yud, Amadeim Esrim, Adneim Esrim, they had 20 pillars and 20 sockets, Nechoshes of Nechoshes, copper, and the hooks of the pillars, and their belts of silver. And on the other side, there was 100 amos. There are 20 pillars and 20 sockets, nechoshes of copper. The hooks were, and their pillar and their belts were made of silver. On the western side, the curtains of Ba'amah, there are 50 amos worth of curtains. There were 10 pillars and 10 sockets. And their hooks and their belts were made of silver. On the eastern side, Mizrach on the west, on the east, they had Chamishim amos, 50 amos. Kalim Chamisha Asrei Chamisha Shayama. There was a 15 amos curtain. Al Akasaf on one side, Ba'amadim Shalosha, Adim Shalosha, which had 3 amudim and 3 sockets. Pasuk Tezvav. Well, Kasef Hashenis on the second side of that eastern side, Mizel Mizel the Shah Chatzer on each side they had Kaleim Chamisha Sri 15 amos worth of curtain, Amudim Shlosh Shah by the name Shlosh Shah with 3 pillars and 3 sockets. Pasuk Bezan Kol Kaleim Chatzer Sobev Shesh Mazar. All the curtains on the Chatzer had around them this twisted linen. Pasuk Gizayin. And the sockets for these pillars were made of copper. And the hooks and the wrappings and belts were made of silver. And their covering platings on the top were made of silver. And they were belted with silver, all pillars of the courtyard. And the screen of the gate of the courtyard, Masaver came was the work of an embroiderer. Tchilas argamon tulashani v'sheish mazar made of all these materials. Tchilas argamon tulashani and sheish and linen. That was fun. V'esrim amma and 20 amos orach. It was a 20 amma long gap. V'koma v'rochav chamesh amos. And it was 5 amos l'umas kalei chatzer, corresponding to the curtains of the courtyard. Rashi says, k'midas kalei chatzer, meaning corresponding to the measurement, the height of the curtain is not actually parallel, because it was covering up the extra remaining. That was gapped in the eastern side. Also, get tells Amadim Arba. The pillars were 4. But the name Arba, there were 4 sockets in the choshes of copper. Vaveim Kesef, Tzpei Rishem, Mechoshkeim Kesef, and their hooks were covered up with silver, and their heads and their belts were with silver. Also, Chaf Vachol Hayisedos, and all the pegs La Mishkan of Lachatzer, Sabim Nechoshes for the Mishkan, the courtyard were made of copper. Parshas Pekudei. Pasuk Chav Alf, Elif Pukudei HaMishkan, these are the countings of the Mishkan. Mishkan HaYidos, the Mishkan of the Testimony, Asher Pukad HaPi Moshe, which were counted at the word of Moshe. Avodas HaLevim, B'yadei Samar Ben Aaron, okay? Aaron HaKohen, the work of the Levim, in the hands of Itamar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Rashi says, Elif Pukudei, the Parsha Zuh Nimnu Kol Mishkalein Divas Mishkan. This Parsha, we're going to discuss all the weights and of the contributions of the people who gave to the Mishkan. Akasa Vazal V'Nachoshes for the gold, silver, and copper. The Nimnu Kol Kelav and all the implements have been listed, L'chol Avodaso, for all their work. Hab Mishkan. So, Shnei Pamim, it says the word Mishkan twice. Rebbez HaMikdash Mashkin B'Shnei Cheruvim Al Avodasem Shal Yisrael. It was taken as a reference to the Mishkan, the Mikdash, which was taken as a collateral on the fact that it got destroyed twice because of the sins of Klai Yisrael. That's where the Mishkan, like Mashkon. Mishkan Haidos, Idos Lisra, the Mishkan was a testament for the Jews. Shavita Lehem, Nakash Baruch, Amaisa Egel, Hashem was overlooked the incident of the golden calf. Shahishish Khanasa Benim, from the fact that he had the Shekhinah resting in the Mishkan. So that's the Idos referring to. The Idos is that Idos Hashem is close to us. Avodas Halavim, Kukudi HaMishkan V'Kelov Hi Avoda. The accounting of the Mishkan and its implements in this parsha, which are, Hamasur Levim the Midbar, which were given over and assigned to the Levim in the Midbar, L'seis L'hor L'hakim to carry, to take down and to erect. Ish L'maso Hamavkura, so each individual to the burden he was carried with. K'mo Shomer Parashat Naso, as we'll find in Parashat Naso, which gives in details those ideas. V'yadai Samar Huyah Pekid Aliyam, Isamar was the one in charge of them, Limsor b'chol beis ava, with a shalov to give each family the right work that they had to do. Pasuk chalav beis b'tzalal ben ariv and chor latay yuda, so at east kol asher tzil Hashem as Moshe b'tzalal the son of Uri the son of Chor from Yehuda did all that Hashem commanded Moshe. Says Rashi b'tzalal ben ariv and chor. Asher Tzuva ink said, but it doesn't say which B'tzal was commanded. Ela kol Asher Tzuva as Moshe, all that Hashem commanded Moshe. I feel with Varm Shalom Amar Lo Rabo, which means even the things that Moshe didn't tell him. Iskimu Hadaita Lamash Shonamar Moshe B'Sinai. B'tzal was still, you know, he did it in accord to what Hashem told Moshe at Har Sinai, even though he didn't actually hear all those things. Ki Moshe Tzuva L'B'tzal L'Asos Tchila Kelim Achkach Mishkan. Moshe first told B'tzal to make the Kelim. And then the Mishkan, Amol B'tzal, but B'tzal said, "Minigal Olam Lasos Tchila Bayis." People contract this is to first make a house. Ba'achkach Mason Kelim B'zocha. Then put the Kelim inside of it. Amol the Moshe said, "Kach Shmati Biyag Kosh Baruch Hu." I actually heard that from Hashem. Amol Moshe, the Moshe said to him, "B'tzal Kel Hayisa, you were in Hashem's shadow. Kibbarei Kach Tziva Liyach Kosh Baruch Hu." That's exactly what Hashem commanded me. Chin Asa Hamishkan Tchila Ba'achkach Asa Kelim. So B'tzal did that. He made the Mishkan, then he made the Kelim. Pasuk of Gimel. Vito Ahalayav ben Achisamach Matidon Charesh v'Choshev. Next with Vitzalo, we had Aliyav, who was from Don, son of Achisamach. He was a carver and an artist. The rope came and an embroiderer. Betchelos v'agamav v'tashni v'sheish with turquoise wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and linen. Hazuch of Dal Kolzav Asul Melacha. All the gold that was used for the work. V'chol Melachas Kolish for all the work of the sanctuary. V'hi Hazav Hatenufa, and it was that donated gold, Tisha Ve'esim Kikar, 29 Kikar, Ushva Mios, and 700, Ushloshim, and 30 Shekel, Shekel HaKodesh. Rashi says Kikar, Shisha Mana. Kikar is 60 Mana. Umana Shal Kodesh Kavoya, and the Mana of Hektish was double the normal amount. Her Kikar may have Esim, so in actuality, it was really 120 Mana. Vamana Esim V'chamish Shalayim, and 1 Mana is 25 Shalayim. Her Kikar Shal Kodesh, Shloshis, Alafim Shalim. So if you multiply 120 to 25, the kikar of the kodesh was actually 3,000 shkalim. Therefore, the Torah counts individually all the songs of the shkalim which are less than that total amount, she'ein megar on the kikar, because they don't add to the kikar. Pasuk of Hey, kesef kudei arida me'as kikar, and the silver of the accounting of the assembly was 100 kikar. The Elef Ushra Meos V'Chamishim Ushivim Shekel B'Shekel Kodesh, and 1,775 shekelim of Shekel Kodesh. Pasuk Chavav, a Becca for every head, Machs Shekel B'Shekel Kodesh, half Shekel of the Shekel Kodesh, Lachol Over Al Pukudim Yiben Asim Shnu V'Mala. Anyone who's over 20 who passes over to the counters. The Shish Meos Elef Ushloshes Alofim V'Chamish Mes V'Chamishim for 603,550. Rashi says Becca Hushim Mishkal Shal Mechz Shekel. This is the term of the weight of the half a shekel. The Shish Meos Elef V'Gomer Kacha Yisrael. That's the number of Yisrael. Kach Olam Yonam Achar Shukam Mishkan. That's the same number after the Mishkan was made. The Sefer Vayidaber, as we'll say in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Ach Ata and now B'Nedivas the Mishkan when they give to the Mishkan Kach Ayu. That was the count. That's what the number was. Minyan chatzei hashkalim shal sheish meos elef ola me'as kikar. And the total half shkalim of 600,000 people comes to the same number as 100 kikar. Ko echad shal shaloshes alofim shkalim of 3,000 shkalim each. Ketzad sheish meos elef. You have 600,000 chatzayim harein shal meos elef shlamim. So half of 600,000 is 300,000. Or may ask kikar. 300,000 shkalim is actually 100 kikar. Vashlosh is alof and v'chamish chatzayim, and the remaining 50 half shkalim that were counted an extra olam elef ushra meos v'chamish v'shirim shkalim that came to 1,775 shkalim, the same number that was mentioned earlier in pasuk chav hey. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayhi Me'as Kikar, and it was 100 kikars of hakasef of silver, of sekes, eis adinei kodesh, es adinei peruchas, me'as adinei me'as kikar ad adam. because they had to pour the sackets of the sanctity and the sackets of the peroches, 100 sackets for 100 kikar, a kikar per sacket. Rashi says, let's sackets, to pour. Which is a reference to the crushing of the Mishkan. Shehim arba'im v'shmonim crushing, which were 48 beams. Ulhan tishim v'shish adonim, which had the double amount, which was 96 beams. And the peruchas arba, there were 4 sackets for the peruchas. Haramiya, that's 100. V'chol sh'ar adonim, v'chol sh'ksuban, all of the sackets had were all made of copper, so that's not included in this count. Pasuk hamchas. V'es ha'elef v'shvam yos v'chamish v'shivim asa v'abei amadim. And for the 175 extra pieces of silver, they made them into hooks for the pillars. They made them into the hooks for the pillars, and cover their tops and belts them. Rashi says, shall amudim mehem. He covers the tops of the pillars, meaning their tops of the pillars, from the 1,775 shkalim mentioned earlier, meaning, because that's what the pasuk is saying, that all these this amount was used to cover the tops and the bands of with silver. Pasuk of Tes. And there were 70 kikars worth of copper, but alpayim ba'arba mil shekel and 2,400 shekels worth of copper. Pasuk lam. Vayaspa es adnei Pesach ha'ol Mishkan, they made the sockets of the opening of the Mishkan, of the Olmoid, Pesach Olmoid, and he made not only the sockets for the opening of the Olmoid, but for the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the netting of the Nechoshes that was on the Mizbeach, the East Kol Kleav Mizbeach, and also all the implements of the Mizbeach. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Es Adnei HaChatzer Saviv, and all the sockets of the Chatzer around, Ves Adnei Shar HaChatzer, and also the sockets of the gate of the Chatzer, Es Kol Yisidos HaMishkan, Ves Kol Yisidos HaChatzer Saviv, and also the pegs for the Mishkan and for the Chatzer, all around were all made of this copper. Pasuk Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Aleph, Amin Atchilas V'Argamon T'Flashani, and from the Tcheles and the Argamon and the red, Asu, big day sorrow, the Shreis Makodesh, made these mesh garments to serve in the Kodesh. Payasu, big espigdea, a Kodesh, Asher la Aaron, Kasher, Sibasamish Moshe, and they make garments for the sanctity of Aaron as Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi says, Sheish lo nevarkan. It doesn't say Sheish here, only mentions Tchilas, Argamon, and Tuashami. Mikaling over, so Rashi says again, I think it means, Shein big day asor halal vikun. It doesn't seem like the big day sorrow are made of, are the big day kuna. She big day kuna hayashesh, because the big day kuna had priest that had this linen. These are the garments that covered the holy vessels, the shasilik masos when they would depart, shalei them b'sheish, because they didn't have any linen in them as well.